Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 6. So when you listen to today's episode, you might notice some odd noises in the background. That's because just as we were recording, there was a story time going on next door, so you can hear the kids singing, using clackers, maybe even giggling. Anyway, the perils of recording in a library. Hello, and welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast from the staff at the Claremont County Public Library. Today's episode is brought to you by the Libby app. Instantly access thousands of books and audiobooks from your smartphone or tablet when you use Libby. If you're listening to this podcast while driving, please don't try to write down the book titles. All of the titles in this episode are listed on our website at claremontlibrary.org, or you're always welcome to email us at info@claremontlibrary.org. I'm Laura, and with me today are Andrea and Melanie. We are super excited to talk about psychological thrillers and mysteries. So, Andrea, do you want to get us started?
Hey, girl, hey! How about thrillers with girl in the title?
I love it. Gone Girl, Girl on a Train.
Right, and now, The Girl Before by P.J. Delaney. It's an enthralling psychological thriller in which the woman has the good fortune to rent a one-of-a-kind house, and then she falls in love with the architect of the house.
As one does.
Right, who doesn't? And then she is unaware that she's following in the footsteps of a previous tenant.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to give any more away because I want you to read it
okay. And
enjoy the book.
All right. Melanie, do you have something for us?
I read Final Girls by Riley Sager, which is actually a pseudonym for Todd Ritter.
And what's Todd's job?
He is a journalist, but he is also an author.
Right.
So check him out. I read this book because it was highly recommended by Stephen King, who says it is the first great thriller of 2017. And if it's good enough for Uncle Stevie, it's good enough for me. We all know that in horror movies, the final girl is the one girl who makes it out alive in all the slasher films. Mm-hmm. So, The Final Girls is about three girls who survive grisly movie-type horrors and are given the name Final Girls by the media. Despite all attempts by the media to get them together, they try to move on with their lives until something happens to the first final girl.
Dun, 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 dun.
Forcing the other two to meet and rehash their pasts. Pretty good.
Pretty good. That sounds good.
Mark that on the list.
Definitely. Okay, my first one is Stranger in the House by Sherry LaPena. She's the author of the bestseller The Couple Next Door. This one is for fans of Gone Girl or Girl on a Train. It's a dark psychological thriller involving a couple and their secrets from each other. As I read this, I felt super smug because to my mystery-loving eyes, it was obvious where the author wanted me to go, but I saw the track she was leaving, so I knew where the plot was actually going. Of course I did. Until the very last chapter, which just totally blew my mind. It went places where I totally was not expecting it to go. So, this book was great. It kept me interested enough to finish the book in a weekend. I passed it along to my mom after I finished it. Told her not to start it if she planned on doing anything else. Later that day, I got a text from her saying she was having a really hard time putting it down. So there you go. I liked it, and also it's mom approved. Andrea, do you have a second book?
I do. Also with girl in the title, The Last Good Girl by Allison Liotta. It's a rip from the headlines mystery thriller featuring a prosecutor at the center of a national story involving campus rape and the disappearance of a young woman. And the woman's gone missing, having last been seen with, seen at a fraternity that's known as the Rape Factory.
Oh,
of all things.
Grizzly.
Yeah, grizzly. And then the main suspect is the son of one of the state's most powerful politicians. So
of
you
course.
Can kind of see how they're building up this story. The surveillance cameras show that the woman was leaving the bar, and this man, the suspect, the son of the politician, he's seen running down the street. And that's kind of all the prosecutor has. She has no body, not a lot of evidence, and she's under pressure by the public to figure out where is this missing woman.
Right.
But she's also getting pressure from the politician's side of the family to not convict an innocent man. Ooh. Of course.
Uh-huh.
So.
That sounds super interesting. Another great psychological thriller that I've recently read is The Woman in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware. So this is about journalist Lo Blacklock, and she's given the chance to take an ultra-high-end luxury cruise on a small ship for a week. So she's really enjoying the posh working vacation until one dark and windy night she sees a woman thrown overboard. And the problem is that when she calls for help, everyone, the crew and the other passengers, are all accounted for. Of course, being a journalist, Lo can't stop digging for information, which means that very bad things will happen to her. Again, I really got sucked into this book, and I loved every dark, twisty, intricate plot turn. Definitely recommend it.
Thank you for tuning in to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, and remember to rate and review our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Claremont Library. Until next time, read on, reader. Thank you.